Now, let's head courtside. Here's Carol Lee Ashburn and Demetrius Means.
And thank you very much, and welcome to the Siegel Center in Richmond, Virginia, for the Virginia High School League State Championship, folks. It's Super Saturday Championship Night here at the Siegel Center. Demetrius Means, along with Carol Lee Ashburn and the third broadcast partner of our team, Jason Waddy. Tonight, it's the Lady Red Devils. They come in here tonight looking for revenge. They go up against the George Mason Mustangs. They beat Lancaster last year in the semifinal game. They sent the Red Devils home packing. But this year, the Red Devils come back. They say they have a lot to say about it. And Carol, guess what? They better be on their ball tonight. And Jason, because I tell you what, Carol, if the Red Devils don't come out primed and ready, they may be going home early tonight, Carol.
That's for sure. Well, this is it. One and done. In the way you go. And the Red Devils are looking for revenge. They lost last year 54-52 in the semifinals to this very same team. And I'm looking at this team. I'm looking at both teams. It appears that them having lost four players last year, they're not quite as good as they were last year. And I believe Lancaster's better. But on any given day, anything can happen. And another factor here again tonight, as they start playing, both teams wearing the same colors again. So, of course, one's going to be home, one's going to be a visitor. But it's always a problem when you have the same colors. And that's happened the last couple of times in a row.
Absolutely. And, Jason, you know, the Red Devils came in here the other night. They beat George Mason. They won that ball game 62-53. And that was the first really dogfight that the Red Devils really had. They needed a dogfight to get themselves ready for this ball game. How much did it mean for them to be in that dogfight to be ready for this game here tonight?
Demetrius, I think it was very important for Lancaster to be in the dogfight. They had two blowout wins, and they really needed to be tested coming into this game. Because coming into this game without being tested, you would have to wonder how would they react to a pressure situation. And it seemed like in the last game against Lee, they handled the pressure situation incredibly well. They won in double overtime to get to the state championship game for the second time.
Absolutely. And Cal, we were talking about it on the ride here this morning. We know that Andrea White is going to do her thing, but Ashley Ransom and Jasmine Moody, they must have double-figure night tonight if the Red Devils are going to win. I tell you what, Cal, the crowd is ready. They're primed. There's people here from Lancaster County. I'm all excited. The last ball game, we thought we were going to have to take a Bayer aspirin because that game went to double overtime.
I don't want another one of those, win, lose, or draw. But, you know, actually in that last game, Ransom and Moody both just had 5 points. That's not going to do it. However, in that particular game, Shanice Yerby stood up with seven, and Shamara Taylor ended up with 10. So that kind of filled in the void on that. But absolutely, they're going to have at least two other players in double figures to win this game, even then, because Andrea cannot do it all. And in that second overtime, where we thought in the regular, regulation we had lost, we thought in the first overtime we had lost, but somehow I come back, and when Ashley Ransom fouled out, that was that inadvertent bump that she did, I think at that moment, Andrea realized, hey, I've got to do this, and I've got to do it now. And she just took charge of that second overtime, and that's the real reason that the Red Devils won. But you can't rely on her 100%. I think we're going to see defense in her tonight that we've never seen before, right from the get-go, and I think it's going to be a struggle at best.
Absolutely. The Red Devils again beat George Mason 62-53. They beat Lee High School 62-53 on Thursday night. That was a test. If they win tonight, folks, it will be a testimony. We'll take a break. We'll come back with tonight's event, the Lancaster Red Devils against the George Mason Mustangs here on 101.7 Bay FM. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll be right back after this.
Over to Moody. Moody for the three. Got it. Jasmine Moody with her first three. That'll make it 24-15. That's what the Red Devils have got to do. Moody and Ransom got to step up. That's Moody's first basket. With 6:14 to go in the second quarter, it's 24-15. As Chantel Thomas, right side to Mitchell. Mitchell in the chain, a turnaround jumper, gets the roll. Everything going good for them. 5 points for her, and it's 26-15, an 11-point lead now. White to Ransom. Ransom back to White. White in the paint, fast passes it to Yerby. Broken up and stolen by Plattenberg. Plattenberg to Thomas. Count it.
Wow, they're running.
Yes, they are. 8 points, and it's a 28-15 lead for the Mustangs. Time out the Red Devils. We'll take a break right here. It's all Mustangs, folks. 30-second break coming up. At the buzzer, 17 points for White. The final score was 58-47. 58-47. George Mason wins it. They led all the way. We'll take a 30-second break. Make it a 60-second break right here, and we'll be right back after this. Final score, 58-47, Mason.
Coach, come on and join us there. Have a quick seat. And first of all, congratulations on a big win there.
Thank you very much.
You know, Coach, one of the things you talked about when you came in this ball game was that you were going to focus on Andrea White, but you also knew that your club had the bow on their back.
We've had the target on our backs all year. We get everybody's guest game, best game, and this was no different. Lancaster's a very good team. Their record stands to show, and Andrea White is a very talented player.
But, you know, that's so nice that you've shown so much respect for her. But one of the things that I never understood from a lot of the coaches throughout the year, you were the only coach that put a boxing one on her at one time.
Well,
and then you doubled and tripled team her when nobody else did that.
Well, like I said, she's a talented player, and we had to slow her down. We know if we could slow her down. We said from the beginning that she wasn't going to beat us. If the rest of the team beat us, so be it. But to stop her, it took one of our best defensive efforts. When she was outside the three-point line, we had somebody facing her, but she came inside the three-point line, we would double-team her.
And finally, Coach, something tells me that you practiced on this the last couple of days exactly this type of defense that you wanted to play on her.
Yeah, we watched them the other night when they played Lee. And we went back home, and we practiced Friday, and we practiced a little bit today, working on just that.
Okay. Coach, you've been very gracious with your time, and we thank you for the compliments for Andrea White, and we appreciate you stopping by. Congratulations on a big victory.
Thank you very much.
You are the Virginia High School League state champ.
Thank you.
Okay.